Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. It is good to be together again, and this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Or maybe it is nighttime as you listen to this. Whatever the case may be, let's praise God. As 1 Thessalonians 5 says, rejoice always. Let this be the attitude that marks each one of us. With that in mind and heart, let's return to Genesis chapter 2 at verse 24. You know this well by now. Are you tired of me reading it? Well, if so, please be patient. We have new listeners all the time. Genesis 2:24. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and his mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Based on my interpretation of this verse, I have defined marriage as follows. Marriage is one man as one flesh with one woman for one lifetime. I repeat, marriage is one man as one flesh with one woman for one lifetime. When we left off last time, we were focused on the words one flesh. Here is what one flesh means. Becoming one flesh describes the consummation of the marriage. It does describe sexual intercourse and physical intimacy, but one flesh also applies to sharing emotional, mental, and spiritual intimacy. One flesh is the expression of the inseparable union of husband and wife. And if we agree that's what one flesh means, then sex, physical intimacy, emotional, mental, and spiritual intimacy is reserved for marriage between one man and one woman. One flesh, made in the context of marriage, means that premarital sex and sex outside of marriage is prohibited. We see this very clearly in Genesis 2:24. Once again, the intentional order. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and his mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. First, the man leaves his father and his mother, then the man is joined to his wife, marriage, and then the two become one flesh. Let's look at this from the perspective also of the woman. She follows the same God-given order. First, the woman leaves her father and her mother, then the woman is joined to her husband, that's marriage, and then the two become one flesh. The two do not become one flesh until after they are joined together in marriage. The Bible is clear on this. However, there is a mismatch between what the Bible says and what happens in many a marriage within our present society and within our churches. Many people do not have one-flesh marriages. There are men who marry a woman after he has already had sexual intercourse with another woman. There are women who marry a man after she has already had sexual intercourse with another man. And often there are multiple sex partners. One's virginity has been given or taken prior to the marriage. And that is the breaking of God's command for the making of one flesh reserved for marriage. And or, after the marriage of man to woman and woman to man, there is adultery. The husband breaks his marriage vow by engaging in sexual intercourse with a woman who is not his wife. The wife breaks her marriage vow by engaging in sexual intercourse with a man who is not her husband. Adultery is the breaking of God's command for the making and the keeping of one flesh, which is reserved for that marriage. Sex before marriage and sex outside of marriage is always wrong because it is always sin because God says so. Being one flesh is designed by God to be a one-time intimacy, That is, the man and the woman enter the marriage with their virginity intact. Literally, the first time either has had sexual intercourse is after the marriage begins. The two are then one flesh and are to forever keep themselves in that one flesh until the marriage ends in death. There are two exceptions to marriage ending in the death of a spouse, but I am not going to talk about those two other exceptions today. The point I want to make and stress is that anytime sexual intimacy takes place outside of marriage, there is a second, or more, depending on how many times adultery is committed, there is a multiple one-flesh experience. And let me just show this to you briefly in 1 Corinthians. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 16, Paul asks this, "Or do you not know that the one who joins himself to a prostitute is one body with her? For God says, the two shall become one flesh." Ah, there is Genesis 2:24 again, and the emphasis on one flesh. When a person, married or single, joins themselves, that is, has sexual intercourse, and or other kinds of intimacy with a prostitute, that constitutes the two becoming one flesh. And of course, this also applies to sexual intimacy outside of marriage with someone who is not technically a prostitute. So, for someone who abandons their spouse in favor of anyone else, that person is now one flesh with their other sex partner. The Bible does not treat sex before marriage and outside of marriage lightly. Just the opposite. God is clearly insistent that both are always sinful and therefore always wrong. There is never any biblical justification for sex outside of marriage between one man and one woman. We may hear justification given, I hear it all the time, but there is no credible justification. Now, let me be clear about something. On this broadcast and podcast, I am teaching what God says about being one flesh. And I am pointing out that, based on what the Bible says, we obviously have a mismatch. Many people do not have one flesh marriages. Maybe you do not. You either came to marriage having already had sexual intercourse with one or more people, and or you have left the bonds of marriage into adultery. And you are certainly not alone. So the question can be asked, should be asked, what does such a person do about this? I have presented what the Bible says, and it may be that you are under some conviction. How do you respond? I will address this in a moment, but first, I also want to say that all of us should be under some conviction right now. Who among us has not violated the commands of God for marriage in this sense? Adultery through the lust of the eyes and the imagination of the mind, and in how we have been unfaithful to our spouse in emotional, mental, and spiritual affairs. Please, let me explain. First, according to Jesus, in stunning language and clear teaching, again, according to none other than Jesus, the lust of our eyes drives us into committing adultery. So that in case any of us have been sitting here thinking, well, I have been always faithful to my spouse. No adultery here. We have a one-flesh marriage. God really is going to judge these adulterers. Such sin. If that's a thought, listen to the Lord Jesus in Matthew 5, verses 27 and 28. This is Jesus speaking in Matthew chapter 5, verses 27 and 28. "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart." Jesus really knows how to convict us all, doesn't he? He targets our hearts. He sees where no one else can see. Let us be careful that we are not judging others for the very sin we ourselves are committing. According to the Lord, adultery is more than whisking quietly away with one's lover to a hotel room someplace. Adultery is a sin committed all the time when there is not even a real-time physical encounter. It is present when lust rules the mind and heart. There is adultery through the lust of the eyes and in the imagination of the mind. And there is adultery in how one spouse is unfaithful to the other spouse in emotional, mental, and spiritual affairs. These are real. It is common for us to get too close to a person to whom we are not married and to think that it is all innocent because there is no sex. Not true. Remember what I said yesterday? Becoming one flesh describes the consummation of the marriage. It does describe sexual intercourse and physical intimacy, but one flesh also applies to sharing emotional, mental, and spiritual intimacy. One flesh is the expression of the inseparable union of husband and wife. Did you hear that? Biblically, to abandon our spouse emotionally for someone else, mentally for someone else, and even spiritually for someone else is sin. It is another form of adultery, and this is very common. We must all be on the alert for this in our friendships that begin to be more than that with women who are not our wife and men who are not our husband. Surely this is convicting to someone. And now, having said all that, let me say this. Tomorrow I will share something about how we can all respond to any conviction we may now have. So capture your conviction and join me again tomorrow for God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.